The Earthquake Special of the Signs. What a unique opportunity this unprecedented catastrophe gave for telling the world the significance of such tragedies. The buildings of the Pacific Press were badly damaged. The loss was estimated at between $15,000 and $20,000, but managers, factory foremen, and editors quickly huddled to plan the issuance of a Signs of the Times Earthquake Special to be rushed through their undamaged presses. The journalism was good, illustrations outstanding, and the printing up to Pacific Press standards. Within a few days, the first run of more than 150,000 copies was ready. From the initial planning, conferences across North America were apprised of the venture, and orders in the multiple thousands poured in. The quality pictures and the prompt publication schedule put the special at the top of the publishing house's priority lists. Contracts for current commercial work for San Francisco business firms were now invalid, and the big perfecting press was free to grind out 5,000 copies an hour of the popular special. In some areas, the newsboys, when they could get copies, hawked the earthquake special on the streets. In Oakland, 25 newsboys joined in this distribution. People often bought 5, 10, 12, or 25 copies to send to friends. The Literary Digest, published in New York, drew from it. Total sales reached nearly 1 million copies. As banks in Northern California were temporarily closed, the cash flow from the sale of the earthquake special into the Pacific Press was welcomed. Between press runs, the illustrations were supplemented and in some cases upgraded. Of this project, Ellen White declared, "We shall do all we possibly can to get the truth before the people now. The special number of the Signs of the Times is a medium through which much good will be accomplished." And then with evangelistic fervor, she declared, "If I were 25 years younger, I would certainly take up labor in the cities. But I must reach them with the pen."